two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
And right now, downtown, let's check our current temperature. It's 79 degrees.
Light traffic into and out of Salt Lake right now on the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
More protests in Salt Lake City last night, and the governor had to declare an emergency before things settled down.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a group of a couple hundred protesters began gathering here at the Salt Lake County DA's office a few hours after DA Sim Gill ruled that officers were justified in using deadly force when Bernardo Palacios Carbajal was shot and killed back on May 23rd. The group chanted that they were going to stand up and fight back as they plastered the street, sidewalk, and the building with plenty of red paint. Salt Lake Police declared the protest to be unlawful once windows were broken at the building. At that time, they dispersed the crowd, and in the process, a few officers were injured as they were reportedly hit with pepper spray. Now, additionally, Governor Herbert has declared a state of emergency. That's going to close the Capitol building, and that will remain in place until midnight on Monday. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says now we have to ask what it's going to take to prevent protests from turning violent in the future.
In order to resolve this issue, we need to say, how are we going to ensure that incidents like people are upset about in Salt Lake City and across the country, how are we going to ensure they don't happen tomorrow?
We get more from current Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown in a live interview coming up at 8:15 here on Utah's Morning News.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School District plan for going back to school is now available on the district website. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas tells us conditions will have to get better to get students back in the buildings.
If Salt Lake City remains in an orange condition with pandemic precautions, all learning will be online. District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin.
If we are able to move into yellow, we will be able to restart school with a modified schedule. That means that kids will go to school in person part of the time, and they'll have remote learning the other part of the time.
The schedule has high school students attending class in person only one day a week. For younger students, it's 2 days, and the plan says they'll have to do some makeup learning from last year, and everybody in the schools will have to wear masks. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
A study that comes out every couple of years ranks states on their efforts to provide ways to get students to school by walking and biking. Dr. Brett Makiff with the Utah Department of Health says we rank high on that list, and with COVID-19, it might make sense to go retro.
It was so common in the mid-60s, we had 50% of the population walking to school. Right now, we're down to about 11%.
The study looks at funding, state policies, and the environmental of the routes and the schools.
The curve continues turning in the wrong direction. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, California, Texas, and Florida are not just seeing daily records in new coronavirus cases, as President Trump notes.
The more you test, the more cases you find.
Well, those states set high marks for COVID deaths yesterday, the toll nationwide nearing 1,000 a day, reversing the decline from just a week ago. Infectious Disease Institute Director Dr. Tony Fauci blaming partisan bickering for making the pandemic worse, telling the 538 podcast.
You'd have to make the assumption that if there wasn't such divisiveness, that we would have a more coordinated approach.
He blames states and cities for not following White House guidelines for the resurgence. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The House Armed Services Committee heard from the Pentagon's top leaders that there's still no evidence Russia paid bounties to kill Americans in Afghanistan. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley.
That's a big deal. That's a real big deal. We don't have that level of fidelity yet. We're still looking.
He and Defense Secretary Mark Esper said they don't think bounties have led to any American deaths. And former Trump attorney Michael Cohen back in prison after being released over coronavirus fears. He refused monitoring requirements during a parole meeting in New York yesterday and was taken away in handcuffs. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Military brass are taking a hard look at renaming bases that honor Confederate leaders.
The nation's top military officer told Congress that Army bases named after Confederate generals evoke a lot of emotion among African-American soldiers.
They can be reminded that that general fought for an institution of slavery.
And General Mark Milley did not mince words about what Confederate flags, statues, and bases represent.
It was an act of treason at the time. Against the Union, against the Stars and Stripes, against the U.S. Constitution.
Milley said he has recommended a commission be established to take a hard look at the issue, even though President Trump has already said he's opposed to renaming bases named after Confederate generals. Louis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.